Jan Gray, our chook expert, is with us. Jan, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
And this morning we've got a bit of a reduced time, unfortunately, but we will start to have a chat about baby chickens because, well, they're cute, they're fluffy. Everyone loves a baby chicken, don't they?
They sure do, especially kids.
But if you want to have baby chickens or hatch baby chickens, I suppose there are several things that you need to really consider, especially at this time of year when it's probably a bit colder. And I don't know, is there a time of year when chooks are more likely to, you know, or when you should really say, well, now's not the time for baby chickens?
Yes, people who breed them for showing or just for hobby generally would look at doing it between August and December. Those are the popular times. Spring breeding is generally the rule, but not to say if you've got fertilised eggs or you've got a rooster running around, you can't do it any other time either.
Right, yeah. So, but hens do go broody at pretty much any time, don't they? Well, they can be any time of the year. So the chickens themselves, not so good at regulating that possibly? Or
yeah, hens do go broody at any time. They tend to do more so in the winter or autumn, I think. And, of course, there are different ways to do this. You don't have to have a broody hen, but nature's way is a good way. You might get a higher survival rate using a hen than using an incubator and brooder.
Right.
Because in my experience, my broody hen only had one that didn't make it out of 13.
Right.
Whereas with an incubator, you're probably looking at a 50% hatch rate. You may get up to 70%, but that's pretty good too.
Okay. Well, why would that be the case, I wonder? I mean, I suppose it is interesting when you look at a hen sitting on eggs, just how efficient they are, isn't it? And how well they cover them and how dedicated they are to that job of...
That's the thing. I think nature knows best too.
Hmm.
So if you're looking at using a broody hen, she needs to have been broody for probably 10 days before you put eggs under her. But because they can tend to maybe have a go at the eggs if they're not sort of really into their broody stage.
Okay.
Except for silkies. Apparently you can put eggs under silkies as soon as they go broody, and they do go broody a lot apparently.
Oh, okay, right.
And with a broody hen, they need a nice quiet place away from other birds with no draft, and they need a comfortable nesting area, of course, with water and food close by.
Hmm. Now, I mean, that can be a bit of a challenge if you've just got a sort of, I don't know, a not very flash backyard chicken coop to try and separate a broody hen from the other hens. Is it likely that the other hens will get a bit jealous? Will they try to push the hen off or get to the eggs or fight? Or
I think it's more about them disturbing the hen.
Right.
And also, once she's had the chickens, it's not probably a good thing to have day-old chicks around other hens or roosters.
Right.
It doesn't increase their survival chances too much.
I see. Okay. So, look, the first step then is to, as you say, is to get your broody chook if you're going down that path. Fertilised eggs, you can buy fertilised eggs, of course, or if you've got a rooster, can you just presume that the eggs are going to be fertilised?
Yes, if you've seen your rooster working, there's a pretty good fertilisation rate generally. So you won't probably get them all fertile, but a lot of them you will.
Okay. And by seeing it working, we mean doing its rooster job.
That's right.
Which can be a fairly distressing thing in itself sometimes.
Especially for the hen.
Yes. So, now, if you've got a broody chook then, and you go and get some fertilised eggs from somewhere else because you don't have a rooster, if the chook suddenly discovers it's got a whole lot of eggs under it, is it going to be okay with that?
As long as it's, like I said, been broody for a little while, and if you do it at night, when it wakes up, it suddenly has all these eggs and it'll be very happy.
Right. I've often heard this with chooks at night, that's the time to do anything to them. Because,
yes.
You know, if you want to introduce a new one, you should do it at night when they're all asleep and they wake up in the morning and it's just like, oh, hello.
You know, where did you come from?
Yeah, there's no sort of, you know, it's
that's
just like
right.
They've always been there.
Yeah, they're very, like, sleepy. They're quite, very quiet and docile at night, yeah.
Now, the length of time then that the hen will be sitting on the eggs for is how long generally, or should be how long?
It should be around about 21 days. And this goes whether it's an incubator or a hen sitting on eggs. 21 days is generally the rule. And then you'll suddenly see little fluffy bodies starting to appear.
Right. And once that happens, do they pretty much all happen at the same time, or you know, what within what period should they all?
Yeah, they seem to trigger each other. Once one is hatched, within a 24 hours, you'll probably have just about everything hatched. That's the recommended time. If you're using an incubator, you need to leave the eggs untouched or the chickens untouched for a period of about 24 hours. If you start opening an incubator too, you lose your humidity and the remaining eggs won't always hatch. So you need to try and leave it for a good 24-hour period if you can.
Okay, so you get to the end of that time, you should then remove any eggs that haven't hatched just to be on the safe side, or?
Yeah, we're jumping around a bit here, but with an incubator, you need to, the eggs are in a little turning mechanism, and 3 days before their 21 days is up, you need to take them out of the turning mechanism and put them on a wire area that's in there, and that's what they hatch on. And if you don't do that, they can get crushed in the mechanism as it turns and stuff like that.